This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The city of Dallas is known nationally for the Kennedy assassination, football's Cowboys, and the hit television show Dallas. Now, the mayor of Dallas is stirring up political fights as she tries to create a new identity for the city. As part of an occasional series on American cities, NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams recently went to the Big D to talk with Mayor Laura Miller.
This mayor does not fit the past profile of Dallas politicians. Historically, Dallas has been run by white male Texans, entrepreneurs in real estate, the oil business, and corporate life. It's the home to famed businessmen, such as the legendary Ross Perot. 45-year-old Mayor Miller was born in Baltimore, grew up in Connecticut, and went to the University of Wisconsin. She made her name as a crusading journalist by probing money deals between City Hall and the old bulls of the Dallas business community.
I had worked so hard as a journalist, and it just seemed like every single week the city council and the people who ran the building here just didn't pay any attention to anything I ever did. And I just felt, what is the purpose of my doing all this hard work if nothing significant ever changes? So my city council member at the time quit. And I went home to my husband and I said, I want to run for that office. I want to see if your mind turns to mush when you become a politician.
The mother of three ran as a Democrat and immediately became the loud voice of opposition to major city projects supported by old guard developers. She opposed the city paying for construction of a new basketball arena. She also opposed a major park and hotel development along the Trinity River. The city's first black mayor, Ron Kirk, and Miller often clashed, sometimes telling each other to shut up. When Kirk left to run for the U.S. Senate, Miller ran for his seat and won in an upset. Cal Gilson is a political science professor at Dallas's Southern Methodist University.
What Laura Miller said at every step was those are huge, terribly expensive projects that the insiders are using to line their own pockets through sweetheart deals and various kinds of contracts, and she would put a stop to that feeding at the public trough.
What made her election particularly surprising was that Miller, a Democrat, got most of her support from conservative Republicans. Jim Schutz, a columnist for the Dallas Observer, covers City Hall.
I think it has to do with her being a basic good government type and a sort of sharp pencil deal maker for the public who insists that the public shouldn't be taken advantage of by a small oligarchy of leaders.
Schutz talked as he ate a bagel in the corner booth of Cindy's New York Deli, a longtime political hangout in North Dallas, an affluent, mostly white area of the city where Miller is very popular.
My name is Ginny Conlon. I voted for Laura. I think that she's made some strong stands, like on the police force and on the continuing with neighborhood improvements.
At a nearby table, three older men are talking politics.
My name's Bob Greenberg. I'm from Dallas. I'm a former chairman of the Democratic Party in Dallas. I think she is absolutely marvelous. She is taking this city from the past to the future. She antagonizes some of the minority community, but she doesn't do it because that's what she sets out to do. They just misperceive that her actions affect them in a way they're not pleased with.
Not far away, in Dallas's exclusive Melrose Hotel, Pat Cotton, a GOP political consultant and Miller supporter, is explaining Miller's aggressive style.
She's so impatient. She's so quick. She thinks of something, she acts on it, and then later on somebody will say, well, really, you stepped on somebody's toes. Well, they can just get over it. Well, sometimes they do and sometimes they don't.
In South Dallas, home to much of the city's black and Latino population, many people just can't get over Miller's hard-nosed style. Reverend Charles Stovall's church, Camp Wisdom United Methodist, is in the heart of South Dallas. Stovall says the ill will towards Miller can be traced back to her journalism days.
There were people in the community that felt she had a very negative disposition toward leadership in the African-American community. That spilled over more or less into her mayorship.
In her two successful races for mayor, Miller has never won more than 20% of the black vote. During her days as an investigative reporter, she wrote articles that led to the bribery conviction of popular black leader Al Lipscomb, a former city council member.
We worked so hard. One time we had the biracial committee, then we the Asians and different people. So then they said, okay, let's call it Dallas Together. Everybody's inclusive. Working good, man, until this woman came along. This city is fractured. You know, when the devil fell out of heaven, you know, took a third of those angels with him, you know, those demons, they're here today, and she's one.
78-year-old Al Lipscomb is among the black leaders at the forefront of opposition to Mayor Miller. Speaking in his home in South Dallas, Lipscomb says,
every person just about that this woman runs into, be they Anglo, African American, Chicano, or whom, she has some way of always attempting to tarnish their name.
There's an ongoing effort to recall Mayor Miller. After the city's first black police chief was fired, several black ministers launched the recall drive, convinced that she was behind the firing. She also argued that the Hispanic city manager had been in office too long and was resistant to change. Mayor Miller.
I'm very progressive, but I think that at the end of the day, I'm not going to stand back and not criticize somebody because they happen to be African American or they happen to be Anglo. I don't make excuses for demanding performance.
Pat Cotton, the Republican consultant, loves the mayor's direct approach in dealing with minorities.
In Dallas, we've got loudmouths who want to be heard and they want to appear on TV, and they don't care if they're effective or not, they just want the attention, and people are afraid of them, and they say, you don't do this, we're going to have a race riot. And everybody says, oh my goodness! And I keep saying, bring it on. You know, there's not going to be a race riot.
But how the minority community views Miller becomes more important day by day as the city's demographics go through a radical transition. Hispanics now make up more than a third of the city. Columnist Jim Schutz.
We're on the cusp of a huge change, but this is going to be a city dominated by Latino politics. And I don't know when it happens, but when it happens, the past is over. And this is suddenly a Mexican-American city.
The mayor, however, is not dancing to a Latin or an Afro beat. She says she ignores racial politics and listens for the cha-ching of cash registers, new money flowing into Dallas with a revived downtown. To bring in visitors, the mayor wants to create the nation's largest urban park on either side of the Trinity River, a park full of recreation, hotels, and shopping. Her critics note it's along the lines of the same development project she opposed as a city council member.
You know, I go out across the country and I sell Dallas. It used to be about the TV show Dallas and JR and cowboy hats, and it used to be about the Dallas Cowboys. But those two icon images are gone. I mean, we're not that city anymore. We're a different city.
In the mayor's imagination, that new city includes upscale shopping and dining, the best of urban living. But so far, it's a white, upper-income vision of Dallas. It's not clear where the two-thirds of the city that is black and Hispanic fits in the new Dallas that Miller is hoping to build. Juan Williams, NPR News.